1.3 million freelancers work in New York City, but many are not being paid for their work, or they wait for long periods of time to get paid. That's why the Freelancers Union, along with New York City Council members, are pushing for a new bill. It's called the Freelance Isn't Free Act.
It's not okay to lose $6,400 a year, which is the amount that the average freelancer has been stiffed.
Sarah Horowitz is the founder of the Freelance Union. It has 300,000 members across the country, with 130,000 in New York.
It becomes very hard to pay your rent and expenses like health insurance. It's not okay when companies take 90 days to pay for an invoice. This idea of not getting paid has become the norm. It's as if any one of us went out to dinner, had a fabulous dinner, and then just said, you know what, I'm just going to pay for that appetizer. Or if you went to the Gap and you said, that's a really nice sweater, how about I pay you in 90 days? If you got your American Express card bill and you said, you know what, I'm kind of good for it, okay? Or if your landlord, you said, you know, it's been kind of rough for me, how about I not pay for March?
Lily Meyer has been freelancing in the arts in New York City for the past 8 years. She says she loves what she does, but what she doesn't love is chasing down invoices, getting people to pay her, not just on time, but to get paid at all.
As a freelancer, I've had several situations where payment has been promised, but you can't pay your rent with promises.
Right.
No matter how many times anyone says, yeah, sure, the check's in the mail, or get back to me on Friday, or come stop by my office, or I'll have it for you. That's not relevant when you're trying to write a check for your rent, when you're trying to make sure that your bills get paid on time, your student
right.
loans, anything out there that you have, we have as debt too. So we urge the New York City Council to pass this common sense law. It has nothing to do with a sinister act of big fat cats waiting to screw the little guy. No, this is about infrastructural change that creates a fair and even playing field for everybody to get paid for what they do.
Our members are no strangers to non-payment.
Larry Goldbetter is the president of the National Writers Union. It represents freelance writers in all genres and all media.
Some of our members right here today came to the union originally exactly around that question. Not getting paid late. And a number of our members joined because we offer free grievance assistance individually and in group grievances. We have a brother here today who was part of a group grievance for $350,000 for 60 freelancers in New York City. The publishing industry is notorious for not paying.
Goldbetter says while for many freelancing is a choice, for many it's more than that. It's the product of a restructured economy.
Even cab drivers now are classified as freelancers and construction workers. And the estimate is that by 2020, 40% of the U.S. workforce will be contract workers. So this is a major initiative we're taking here in New York City that could spread nationally, and I'm hoping that it's the first step of many, because 40% of the workforce also deserves health care, also deserves unemployment insurance,
That's right.
also deserves workers' compensation,
That's right.
and we're very glad to be part of this.
The Freelance Isn't Free bill was introduced to the City Council this month. It establishes protections for freelance workers against non-payment or late payment. Councilmember Brad Lander is lead sponsor of the bill.
One challenge to start with is that it's not always clear in writing what the work is. So if we're going to make sure you get paid on time and in full, it's got to be down in writing what the work is, what the expectations are for delivery, and when the payment is due. So this bill requires that be down in a contract, that if you're a company or a person hiring a freelancer, you've got to execute a written contract with them that says, here's the work that you're going to do, here's how much I'm going to pay you for it, and here's when I'm going to pay you for it. Both sign, put that down on paper. Pretty simple, but pretty important.
The bill would require payment within 30 days of the payment due date, or when the work is completed. And the bill provides remedies if freelancers aren't paid on time. penalties, which include double damages, attorney's fees, and civil penalties.
Once employers, and again, these can be big companies or individuals, know that we're serious about making sure that people get paid on time and in full, then they'll just start doing it more and more regularly, and more people won't even have to go to the Department of Consumer Affairs or court to enforce, because payment theft will come down and we'll achieve that simple thing we want, which is just, no matter who you are, no matter what kind of classification of worker you are, if you do the work, you get paid.
Andrew Roche is co-founder of Civic Hall, and he's chair of the New York Tech Meetup, which has 50,000 members.
Many of our members are freelancers, coders, designers, engineers, marketers, consultants, makers, and other professionals who are remaking our city as we speak.
Roche says a bill to protect freelancers protects the city's future, which is based on its ability to draw new talent.
It's a very good sign that the leadership of our city, represented here today by Brad Lander and our other council members, recognize the need to provide protections not only for New York City's existing freelance workers, but also for the future workers who might choose New York as a place to live and work.
As the bill moves through the City Council, Lander says he looks forward to a hearing and robust dialogue about the issues it seeks to resolve. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.